As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Warning: Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, my co-host, my partner in crime, how you doing? How's your week been? What you been up to?
Oh, my week's been pretty good. Not doing a whole lot, but working and schooling. You know, same old, boring old life over here in New Orleans, but...
Yep, just running that routine.
Yep. Every day. Every day is the same day.
Yeah. No, I get it. My new job is kicking my butt, and I am working harder at work than I think I probably have in a very long time. So it gets a little draining, but other than that, doing good. I will tell you, if you would have caught me like 10, 15 minutes ago, my blood would have been boiling because I was very upset. But I'm okay now. So
upset with what or whom?
So I'm in here. I'm putting my notes together. I'm working everything. And my lovely wife comes in and says, "Hey, I would really like a chocolate milkshake." And I said, "Great. I have time. I can go before the podcast. I'll go get you a chocolate milkshake."
That's a good husband.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, and I also get to get myself some ice cream. It's in the freezer for when we're done. You know what I mean? Like
there's like something, the hidden motive.
Yeah,
like
there's something in it for me, but you know, it was primarily if she wouldn't have asked, I wouldn't have gone. Right. So I go to our local Sonic and I pull up in the driveway or the drive through, and I just sit there and I sit there for like 10 minutes and nobody says like, "Hey," or like, "You know, give me a minute," or, "You know, we're busy. We'll be right with you." Just nothing. So eventually I'm like, okay, they must be busy. I'm cool. I pull up to the window because I see like Uber Eats people and stuff pulling in front of me and they're like handing them stuff out the window. So it's like, I'm just going to pull up. They're probably busy. I just, you know, do I need to pull into a stall or anything like that? And so I pull up and the window opens. She's like 17 something. And I was like, "No, I haven't ordered yet." I was sitting there. And then she proceeded to treat me as if I was the worst human in the world for like pulling up. And this is my thing. I work in customer service. I completely understand, you know, sometimes you're busy. It's going to take a minute. If you're like, "Hey, it's going to be about 10 minutes before I can get to you," I'll put a smile on my face. I'm fine with it. But to act like I am inconveniencing you by coming to your establishment to purchase the thing that you offer and then acting like I'm the jerk for it, I was just cursing in my car. And then Kara texts me, she said, "I'm laying down with Millie, just put my milkshake in the freezer and I'll eat it when I get up." And she is stone cold passed out. So
well, I would eat her milkshake if I was there.
Yeah. So I sat in Sonic, got super infuriated, and then...
But you know what now, she's going to be so excited for tomorrow?
I'm going to make her eat it for breakfast.
I probably would.
Also, I promise, I feel like that as I was telling that story, I'm like, I feel like I sound like an entitled person. I am not at all. Like, if I would have waited for 25 minutes, or they're like, "We're just super busy."
I know, but
busy.
It's the acknowledgement of like, "Hey, I'm busy. I'll be with you."
Yeah.
Like, just... Like, it's like, am I in the wrong? Do I need to press something? It's like when you go through the drive-through pharmacies. Am I supposed to press the call button, or do they just know that I'm there? Like, do they have sensors? I don't know. So I sit there for a minute. I never want to seem needy, so I wait. And then I proceed to press the button. Because I don't know what you're supposed to do. No one's ever said, like, what's the etiquette?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe it, you know, I'm going to be honest, it's not like the newest building. I was like, oh, maybe the drive-through box is messed up or they don't know I'm here or whatever. And so I was like, I'm just going to pull up and be like, hey, I just need to order something. And it was like the audacity of you to like pull up to my window and ask me for something. And I was just like, I am so sorry.
But also, who was ahead of you that would have had $17 worth of food?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Well, and that was the thing too. I don't know if like there was people behind me. So when I pulled out, if somebody else pulled in, then I don't know if she took their order and just didn't realize that I've been sitting there the whole time. So I don't know. Regardless, the real true crime in this podcast was my experience at Sonic. And I just wanted to tell somebody about now.
Well, anyways, why don't you tell the listeners what we're doing this coming week?
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. Okay, so for the listeners out there, I apologize. Also, if you've had any terrible fast food experiences or anything like that, share them in the Facebook group because I want to make sure that I'm not, like, you know, just sitting here whining and being entitled. Or if I sound crazy for that bothering me, let me know because I want to be a better person. But to Olivia's point, we are actually going on summer vacation, not the podcast. So I want to make sure we're letting everybody know. But Olivia and I individually are going on a vacation. I am headed to Florida with my family. Olivia, tell the listeners where you're going.
I'm going to Las Vegas for the weekend to see Coldplay.
Awesome. And then you're coming here in July.
And we're going to see there again. In July to see Coldplay.
So did you get the Las Vegas tickets after the July tickets or before?
I got the Las Vegas tickets after the July tickets.
Because I know you were supposed to see them in Chicago.
Yeah,
and didn't get to go. So, okay. All right, yep. Double Coldplay.
So I'm just doing it up. Judge me all you want.
No, listen, you're living...
You'll be living your best life that night, too.
Yeah, I'm excited. I bet they put on a hell of a show for sure.
They do.
But... we are taking vacations, and so we're going to have our normal short on time for this episode. And then next week, again, just because schedules are busy, we wanted to make sure we got everything out for next week. We're going to be doing short on time episodes for next week as well. So again, this week, Monday and Thursday will be short on time episodes, but we wanted to make sure we had some stuff to get out for you so that while we were gone, you know, we weren't putting stuff out for the listeners or anything like that. So really appreciate you hanging in there with us. Again, we want to make sure we got something and make sure we're not leaving you hanging, anything like that. I know sometimes a lot of that around this time of year that the kids are getting out of school and it's good to just be able to kind of escape for 20 minutes with a true crime podcast, like duck away, take some time for yourself and listen and then get back in the swing of things. So, you know, hopefully those will hold you over until we're back and then we're back to normal. So just wanted to give you a heads up so nobody was surprised or anything like that. But after next week, we'll be back on that normal schedule. So thank you for hanging in there with us. Olivia, I feel like I've talked a bunch. What do you say?
Should we?
I'm sorry for Gabby Cabin. I was just so mad about Sonic.
We can tell.
I feel terrible about it. We've been recording for 7 minutes. I feel like 4.5 of it is the Sonic rant.
Yeah. I'll save my Taco Bell automated drive through woman for a later date.
Okay. Now I really want to hear about it.
No, I just think it's annoying.
Yeah. Give me a person. There's a McDonald's here that's all like kiosk and stuff, and I'm like, I just want to talk to someone. I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then you think about everybody else who's like, you look around, there's kids wiping their nose and like slapping the screen and stuff. And I'm just like, ugh. Just let somebody else punch.
Shake Shack has those.
We only have one Shake Shack in my area, and I've never been because it does not look safe. There's something about the building where I'm like, lots of people have been murdered in there. Oh, I bet the food's delicious, but it looks like. Someone's either going to stab you or like sell you drugs, and it's a 50-50 dice roll. So I'm like,
okay, we're done with fast food.
Okay. My bad. All right. So this week is my week, and I am bringing a case I thought was really interesting. I haven't really done anything like this before. It's especially with it being a short on time. So I know that I've gabbied a lot. We want to get to the stabby. Should we just go ahead and jump into this week's case?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. For this week's short on time case, we're headed to Orange, New Jersey. In 2011, Trevor Edwards and his wife Christine founded a church that they called Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. The pair were also the church's pastors who operated out of a multi-unit apartment building. But not all who claim to do the Lord's work do good. Between 2011 and 2020, Treva and Christine Edwards actively identified and recruited victims who were facing struggles in their personal lives. This included financial hardships and family issues. People joined the church with some living there, following the claims of Treva Edwards, or Prophet Treva, as he was called. According to the quote, pastor, he was a prophet who could communicate directly with God, and if you disobeyed him, you risk facing spiritual retribution, not only from God, but physically, emotionally, and financially. Because of this, members of the church were forced into labor acts, fearing that they would lose favor with God if they didn't do what Treva Edwards commanded. And the pastor thrived on his congregation's fear, verbally and emotionally abusing the members of his church. He would threaten reputational harm, homelessness, hunger, and spiritual retribution. The Edwards enforced strict rules. They decided when their church members could eat and sleep, dictated how long they had to pray, whether or not they could speak to non-members, even if they could physically leave the property. They monitored the members' communications and preached that outsiders were evil or possessed by the devil. But for one victim, the abuse went even further. Now, this case is ongoing, and the victim's name has not been released. We don't know a lot about her identity. But this woman was a member of the church for years. And during that time, Treva Edwards subjected her to repeated physical and sexual abuse, eventually impregnating the woman before instructing her to get an abortion. Now, a federal grand jury indicted the couple, and they stood in court on May 12th of this year. Treva Edwards is facing charges of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, which carries a minimum sentence of 15 years and a maximum of life in prison. He's also being charged with forced labor, and that sentence carries a minimum of 20 years in prison or life imprisonment if the violation included aggravated sexual assault. So, Olivia, I don't know about you, but these kind of people to me are like the lowest of the low. And I'm just wondering, where's your head at? What you got? What are you thinking about this week's Short on Time case?
I mean, I would say they're the highest of the highs. He's the prophet, John, not the lowest of the low people.
With these kind of people at all. No, but yeah, where's the pamphlet? Where do I sign up?
Right. I like a good cult story, if I'm being honest. I mean, this one is sad, but you know, I like the aftermath of hearing about cults or hearing how people escape cults.
Yes.
You know, I have encountered people in my life who have escaped cults.
Well, let's get them on the podcast. What are they doing?
Hanging out. Living their best life.
Not in a cult.
Not in a cult.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, this isn't our typical kind of case, I guess, just because, you know, it's more of an assault kind of, you know, it's like more just a crime, you know, not necessarily a murder, but a crime.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting when I was going through it because of the fact that, like I said, we don't normally do cult stuff, right? And this is very much like, as much as they called it a church and put, you know, a fancy name on it, this is still very much following all the trappings of a cult.
If you're dictating what I'm eating and drinking, you're a cult.
Yeah, or who I can talk to, or telling me that outsiders are demons. Like, it's, right. Yeah. But I just, you know, I have such a hard time with people like this because, you know, I grew up in Baptist church, right? Southern Baptist. So it's like, as much as it is not a part of my life now, I know that for a lot of people, religion really does do a lot of good. And so to see people like Treva and Christine Edwards take this religion and prey on these, you know, people just in hard times, it infuriates me to a level where I'm just like, how dare you do that? You know what I mean? And yeah. I'm just glad that now that they're caught, hopefully these people are able to get out and, you know, get help that they need and live productive lives and things of that nature.
Yeah, I feel the same way, but I also go to the sense of I don't understand how people can get so much control over someone. Like, I guess I just don't care about anything that much.
Yeah.
To say that, like, it's your way or the highway kind of deal. Like, I don't know how people coerce people into just, like, following them.
Right.
Like, I guess I've just never been a true, like, follower. Like, I mean, I followed, but I'm also feel like I'm a leader, but I'm also kind of very much a loner. So I just don't get how people can let someone have so much power and control that they're telling them all those things. Like, you can't do this. You can't do that. I don't know. I don't get that.
Yeah, I think it definitely, it suits a certain personality type, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you see that a lot in a lot of like cult stuff, right? Where it's not like they're searching out the independent thinker. You know what I mean? I would say, you know, much to that level, right? When you look at like TV televangelists, right? When you look at the prosperity gospel, where it's like, if you send me $200, grandma who gets, you know, $220 in, you know, social security benefits every month, send me 200 of that and God will smile upon you because I've now been able to buy a private jet, right?
Shout out Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, right. Also, if you haven't watched that last season, it's so good. But, you know, I think it's the kind of person that is, you know, they need help in their lives, right? Like these people were looking for people that had issues with their family and were having financial struggles and people who were vulnerable and in poor places in life. And I think when you're in a situation like that and you're looking for help or you're looking for a way out or something just to make things better, it's probably very easy to be like, sure, I'll subscribe to this if it gets me out of, you know, whatever I'm having to deal with right now, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I like this case. I'm interested to see if they get the minimum 15 or if they get the maximum of life. You know, because I feel like this could go either way at this point.
Yeah, most of the charges, because I'll be honest, when I was doing my research, this is all Department of Justice. So this is like, this is the feds.
Federal.
Yeah.
So it's going to probably be on the higher side of closer to life.
Yeah. So this is, you know, this is one of those ones where, you know, the Department of Justice is putting out statements and they're looking, you know, if you've been affected by this, come forward. They want more witnesses. So, you know, this is one where I really think they will probably try to throw the book. And it sounds like Treva Edwards is going to be the one who is catching most of it. From what I understand, kind of going through everything, it looks like his wife is maybe just more involved in the like conspiracy side. But all of the serious charges seem to be sitting on his shoulder. So it'll be very interesting to kind of see how everything plays out.
Well, definitely keep us up to date on this case.
Oh, for sure. But if we're talking deadbolt test, where does something like this fall for you? From what you were talking about earlier, I feel like it's going to be kind of low, but I'm interested.
Yeah. I mean, relatability, not so much. I'm not so much follower, but I would say overall, this case is a 4. Like it's unsettling that, to me, that people can let someone manipulate them this severe. And I just hate that someone ultimately got abused and, you know, tortured and, you know, not well taken care of in the situation. So that's always sad to me. Even though I'm, you know, I feel like I'm more of the jokes, not the jokester. I'm not more of a jokester, but I feel like I'm just kind of like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. This is what we're talking about. I'm more straightforward with these things, right, and less empathetic, I guess.
You're stone cold.
Empathetic.
Empathetic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is scary. It's sad. I hate that it happened, but I'm going to put it at a 4. What about you?
Yeah. I think for me, I would probably put this at a 5. And the only reason I'm going to put it at a 5 is, like you said, right? I'm not necessarily, I don't know if it's because I've watched so many documentaries on cults. I've always found them super fascinating. Like,
yeah, they're interesting.
I've seen every, you know, Heaven's Gate that's out there, every, you know, Manson family doc. There is something very interesting to me about how these organisms operate. So normally I think it might be a little bit lower. I think for me, the thing that pushes it up just slightly is the fact that, you know, it seems like it was one woman who was singled out and took the brunt of this abuse. And I imagine, I think the hard part for me is like, this woman being in a spot where she felt like she needed help in some way, shape, or form, to the point where she joined this church and like putting all of her faith in this person, only for that faith to then be, you know, perverted and distorted. And then all these like terrible things happen to her. And then to just be like, yeah, go get an abortion. You know what I mean? Which it just feels so callous. You know what I mean? Not that I have a problem with abortion. I do have a problem with sexually assaulting someone, claiming that you're a man of God, and then telling someone to just go get an abortion. That's what I have a problem with. Right. But yeah, so I think for me, just because that one woman seemed to be kind of singled out, I think that's what pushes up there for me. So I'm going to come in at a 5. Well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia is putting it at a 4. I am putting it at a 5. But as always, we want to hear from you, our listeners, our locksmiths. Where do the crimes of Treva and Christine Edwards fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, come hang out with us and tell me if I'm crazy for being upset about my Sonic experience. And if I'm not crazy, tell me your crazy story, because I'd love to hear it as well. And of course, if you like what we do, you want to help support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/Chet the Locks. Get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So if you want to help us keep the lights on, throw us a few nickels, a few dimes, Patreon is the way to go. Again, that's patreon.com/Chet the Locks. Get signed up today. And speaking of Patreon, Olivia, I know I sent it over to you, but I recently asked ChatGPT to roast our podcast.
And were they harsh?
Oh, yeah. It was mean and funny. So if you're in the Patreon, I am going to copy that post and drop it in there just so that we all can read the incredibly mean things ChatGPT had to say about us. So be on the lookout for that as well. Something special for our Patreon members. But again, if you want to be a part of that community, go ahead and sign up. We'd love to have you there as well. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, you're telling people to check out the show, just know we appreciate you so much. Again, it helps us get in front of new listeners. It's all about that grassroots growth, right? So when you tell somebody to listen, they're more likely than any podcast ad, anything like that. So again, if you're telling people to check this out, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week for another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case for summer vacation week. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.